Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Cheryl Dickerson, and I had ordered through a CVS survey thing to choose a gift, and the shipping and handling was billed to this to my statement, and I was just wondering if there's any status of that merchandise being sent to me. This telephone number was beside your name on my credit card statement.
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
Zip code 10970. My first and last name is Cheryl Dickerson.
And for security purposes, can you please verify the address in the account?
8 Dogwood Lane, Pomona, New York. 10970.
Okay, I see that you entered in for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. It's a chance to win. It doesn't guarantee if you'll win or not.
Okay, that's not what my interpretation of it was, because they billed me shipping and handling. I have $50 of a handling charge on my card, and I haven't received the item. So I didn't see anywhere where it said that was the case, because I don't normally do these things, but I'm a CVS customer. So when I got the email, I responded to it only because, you know, I do a lot of shopping there, and I get a lot of savings. And so I did this survey, and I've been getting them since. So that's a real mishandling of information there. I mean, they said they would bill you for the shipping and handling, which you don't even know what the price is. So I, you know, and then I received the statement to see $49.99 on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions that you agreed upon, it also states that you'll be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our meal plan app. Now, it is a good app. It has healthy recipes up there to help you achieve your goal, or if you just want to eat better and healthier. What I can do for you is make it $20 a month.
No, I don't want that. Mm-mm. If I'm not getting the vacuum cleaner that I wanted, I don't want the plan. So, can I get this taken off of my statement? Because I'm not going to do that, you know. And perhaps, in that fine print, but I didn't see anything that remotely suggested that. So that's just false advertising. And I've been getting them quite a lot, and I'm hit with $50, and I'm not notified as to the status of anything. So it's been about 5 weeks, you know. That's why I'm calling today. So I don't want anything. So is it possible to have this, credited back to my account?
Yes, and what I can do is refund you $45 back, because there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Oh, there's a $5 setup fee. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's do that then. I have a new, it's the card number that you have on file is different, because since then that particular number was compromised, so they sent me a new card, but it's the same account. So
okay.
I'll give you that number when you're ready.
Oh, I won't be able to change out card information. Please hold so I can transfer you to someone that can.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm transferring you over. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.